This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. Over the past week, state lawmakers across northern New England have been rolling up their sleeves and getting to work to start their 2015 sessions. Today we hear from Concord, where lawmakers in New Hampshire's General Court have their work cut out for them. Legislators have already filed more than 800 bill requests for the session. We're going to talk about some of the big ones today with Josh Rogers. He's a senior political reporter and editor for New Hampshire Public Radio. Josh, welcome.
Good to be here, Alex.
House lawmakers there kicked off the session last week by making some national headlines when they voted to let themselves carry concealed weapons on the floor of their chamber and in their office buildings. What was the motivation there?
We know, Alex, this isn't the first time lawmakers here have voted to allow concealed weapons on the House floor in the office buildings. Republicans, when they controlled the legislature in 2010, put in place a similar rule, the reason being they essentially said it's a Second Amendment issue, and also for security purposes is the argument some had made. New Hampshire State House has very limited security and no metal detectors, and so that was the balance that had been struck. Some of this is almost kind of a hydrant marking by the new Republican majority. Democrats had done their rule. They wanted to reestablish it. You know, it did make national news, but this is somewhat well-trod ground here in New Hampshire.
It's also a budget year in the Granite State, and I guess before we can even talk about what next year's budget looks like, I understand there's an estimated $50 million budget gap projected for the remainder of this year. Any specifics on how lawmakers and Governor Maggie Hassan plan to deal with that?
Well, the governor's issued a couple executive orders freezing hiring, trying to crimp spending by state agencies, and she's announced that there might be some tax holidays where people who owe taxes could pay them without penalty, and that's expected to raise some money. Revenues last month were a little fresher than they had been before, so there's a hope that, you know, this might be chipped away at. There's also fear among some advocates who depend on programs that are funded by what are known as dedicated funds, essentially money earmarked for a specific purpose, that those funds might be raided or swept, as they often say in the legislature. And if those funds don't get raided or swept, they could be revisited when lawmakers get work on the next two-year spending plan, which also faces some challenges. The state settled some lawsuits. You know, there's about $100 million that's already spoken for in the next budget, and Republicans now control the House and Senate, and they say they plan to balance the budget without new taxes. And so it's going to be interesting to see how they make the balance sheet work out.
Sticking with economics, we've seen minimum wage increases or talks of minimum wage increases in a handful of states around New England. I know your Democratic governor mentioned that in her inaugural last week, but what are the chances of that actually happening now that Republicans have control of both chambers there?
I'd say they're quite dim. New Hampshire actually doesn't have a minimum wage. It's pegged to the federal minimum wage. And a bill simply to reestablish a state minimum wage at that federal rate was shot down in the Senate, which was Republican-controlled last year. It had cleared the Democratically-controlled House with Republicans in control of both chambers. No one thinks this is likely to fly, although there are several bills filed. And you know, this is something that is a priority for Democrats across the country. As far as Governor Hassan goes, a lot of people are wondering about what her aspirations are for 2016. Will she run for another term as governor? Will she challenge New Hampshire's Republican Senator Kelly Ayotte? And so there's the political backdrop to this as well. But as far as a new minimum wage passing in New Hampshire, no one's really expecting that.
Finally, it seems the debate over whether to allow casinos in New Hampshire has been resuscitated. What are you hearing about the prospects there?
Well, it was interesting. When Governor Hassan made her inaugural address, she made no mention of a casino. She backed a casino strongly in her first term. She makes her budget speech next month. A lot of people are going to be listening to see if she mentions casinos this time. Casinos are also a priority for the president of the Republican-controlled Senate. He's from Salem, which would be the likely location of any casino. And it'll be interesting to see. Last time, the governor was very much out front. Some people think that she's going to lay back a little bit. And if there's a big enough financial squeeze come, you know, the end of the budget season, you know, maybe this has a better chance. It did come very close to passing last time.
We've been talking with New Hampshire Public Radio's senior political reporter and editor Josh Rogers about the new legislative session in Concord. Josh, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Alex.